Philip Semper-Pierre, at the Eastern Gate. Today's date is 05/20/2024. Dictation is for Mr. Magullion Little. Little spells L-I-T-T-L-E. Magullion spells M-O-G-U-L-L-I-O-N. Date of birth is 12/12/1954. 69-year-old gentleman here with pain to his left forearm, period. Patient stated that he attempted to pat his neighbor's dog when he was bitten, period. He stated that the dog's vaccinations are up to date. Patient stated that his tetanus vaccination is up to date and said that he is not interested in rabies because he knows the dog and the dog shots are all okay, period. He described pain as dull, rated pain 3/10, worse with touch and motion. Pain is located in the inner surface of his left forearm, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, hypertension, next line, hypercholesterolemia. Next paragraph, social history, he endorses alcohol use, he denies tobacco or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, medication, atorvastatin. Next line, lisinopril. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative, except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, is alert oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure 122/86, pulse 76, respiration 18, temperature 98.1, period. Next paragraph, left arm, inner surface. There are two lacerations. First laceration on the proximal surface is approximately 2 centimeters. No active bleeding. Second laceration, approximately 4 centimeters below distal to the first. It's approximately 2.5 centimeters, no active bleeding. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number one is dog bite. Number two is laceration. Next paragraph. Patient I discussed rabies and tetanus. He indicated very strongly that he does not want either. He had a tetanus shot, he said, approximately 6 or 7 years ago. And he said he's convinced that the dog's shots are up to date and the dog is healthy. Next paragraph, procedure, suture. Site number one, both sites were irrigated with normal saline, approximately 25 milliliters each, using syringe, an 18-gauge needle, just for irrigation. Next line, site was then prepared using betadine. Next line, the site was explored for a foreign body. None was present. Next line. Steri-strip was used on both lesions. First, a tincture of benzoin was baited carefully on the edge of the wound, and the laceration applied after a similar procedure was done. Second laceration, a total of 8 Steri-strips were used, 4 on each lesion. Patient tolerated procedure well. Next line, 4x4 was placed over wound site and secure with ACE wrap. Patient was educated on home care for his wounds to come back in 48 hours for check for infection. He was given the opportunities to ask questions. He said he has none. He tolerated the procedure well. Next paragraph, he was sent home with the following: Augmentin, 875/125 mg. Take 1 pill BID for 10 days, number 20, next medication. Tylenol extra strength, he will take 1 pill QID PRN for pain, number 30. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.